Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumbi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumbi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
Yes. Good evening, my beautiful listeners, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, Francina Pavo, and David Chumbi. So today we'll be discussing the world of science and technology and mathematics, especially because a lot of people find mathematics very difficult and they really don't want to focus on that. And a lot of people, when we are doing math in school, they feel like, what do we need some things in life? Like, why do we need the letters in mathematics? So we are basically going to talk about that today, Mr. David.
Yeah, thank you, Francina. And it's a very important concept, especially when it comes to science and technology. Mm-hmm. And also what we need to focus on, because, Francina, if you look at what we are doing as a country, what we are looking at, you know, Namibia wants to develop. We are speaking about industrialization. But when you are looking at where we are positioning ourselves, when you look at universities, when you are looking at what people are being advised to study, you realize to say we are a bit not serious about where we want to get as a country. Mm-hmm. Because is through science and mathematics, is through high level of mathematician and scientist that we can be able to develop. You know, I was watching something today. It's on global news, especially what is called Abraham Lincoln ship. It's a highly sophisticated warship of America in the Middle East. And you are asking yourself, how come these guys are at this level of technology? Mm. How come you build such a ship to that extent that it accommodate the jet fighters? It can be in the sea for almost a year without coming at the cost and well functioning on itself. Then I realized to say, I think it's an advancement in terms of science and mathematics. And looking at that concept, I think it's something that we need to look into as a country, and also to look back and say, why really in Namibia we... Not really to say we hate mathematics, it was just difficult. Could it be that our teacher also did not understand? Mm-hmm. That they are forcing us to do things that they do not understand. Mm-hmm. And why MX plus C? Did somebody really come to us and advise us or talk to us to say, when you speak about 5X in mathematics, what are we training you to do? Mm. And why mathematics should be treated as beautiful, attractive, and children can participate there. It is so concerning, Francina. You look, you know, when you go at the informal sector, you find Mekuru selling Tombo. Mm-hmm. This Mekuru did not go until grade 1. Did not understand why is equal to MX plus C, did not even find X factorization or simplification, does not even understand the quadratic equation. Maybe those are complicated things to this person. Mm. But when it comes to the mathematics of money, you can go there with your millions, he'll be able to change you. Mm-hmm. But that already tell you to say it could be that this person was able to do well in mathematics just because of the education that she got did not impress her, or mm-hmm. she was taught by people who were also forcing things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically there's this concept, né,
yeah,
where people believe, especially us now,
yeah, yeah,
we believe that in order for you to become a mathematician or yeah. good in math,
yeah.
only guys, or let me say male,
yeah.
can be mathematicians or scientists.
Yeah.
Do you also believe in that concept?
No, I don't believe so, because currently as we are speaking in terms of science has proven that there is nobody who is intelligent than another person.
Mm-hmm.
If you take race, you remove gender. If somebody just standing there, you remove the skin of that person, and it's only the brain which is there, and you are testing, you realize to say, in terms of IQ level,
mm.
we are all the same, black and white.
Mm.
It depends on where you are coming from. It depends on your responsibilities. It also depends on who oriented you.
Mm.
If When you are at home, your mother is always saying, no, you must study so that you can become a nurse or a teacher and those soft queens.
Mm.
But I don't say you go, you are going to be an engineer, you are going to be a mathematician so that you deal with critical stuff. You are going to be a planner.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about male or female, it's about the orientation too and how it has been. Because I remember in 1953, there is something that is called Bandu Education Act that really colonized our people.
Yes.
And with Bandu Education Act, black people were given basic jobs, basic profession to say you can only become a plumber, but not an engineer. You can only become a nurse. But in this case, maybe a nurse at the first level, but you're not going to become a doctor because you are black.
Mm.
And all these things. Then middle management given to the bastard and white people are on top. You know, those days, you cannot study psychology if you are a black person. It was a taboo. And there was this perception to say, you will not understand complicated stuff, but just because of colonialism. But when things now come to where we are now, I realize to say even our education now is starting to transform, but we are still suffering from that colonial mentality.
Mm.
Because our teachers, they taught us mathematics in Oshiwambo, they teach us in English in our vernacular language, and it becomes so very difficult and also demotivating when you come and compete with people who understand beyond the equation, who understand beyond the, you know, quadratic equation that we are being given, but we don't really understand why, what is the reason behind those things.
And there's also this thing of saying, if you now study this science and technology, mathematicians, the jobs won't be there. People believe that, like, those things are just difficult, but once they are done studying, there won't be jobs for them.
Yeah, and that is a perception that we must try to move away from, especially where we are now, to realize that when you look at the market now, we have, I call him I-Speed, Aishow Speed.
He's
one of the guys who have, the last time I checked, I think it's more than $30 million. It's US dollars. If you put him in the scale of Namibia, he's the richest guy. In current race we are speaking, you can't compete with him.
Mm.
But if I ask you, what did that guy studied? You will not tell me what he studied. Mm. He's 21 years old now.
Yes.
But one of the things that you realize that in where we are now is about skills. It's about skills, and it's also about diversification of your skills.
Mm.
If you study mathematics, you're a mathematician. You can solve complicated things. You can go into the finance. It's not only about you become a mathematics teacher or you become a statistician. You can go to finance. You can go to the engineering field. You can go to data analysis. And you can do incredible things, but the mentality that we got, and we start realizing this, especially after we are done with our university, to say, you study journalism.
Mm.
If you don't find a job in journalism, you are just going to be applying for journalism job until the kingdom come. That is a mentality that we are given, and it's blinding a lot of people to say, you want to tell me that you never learn communication skills, you never learn how to write, or you never learn how to critically think, or you never learn how to investigate. You can even end up working for ACC as an investigator just because of skill diversification. And I think we must think beyond that. And also in innovation, I was just speaking with a guy yesterday at Business and Economic Segment. His name is Akathingo Reonat. He told me that he did not study tech, but he's coming from the background of mental health. But because he was able to find a solution to a problem, he was able to cooperate and work together with people who study tech so that they can come up with iTransfer. And I think that when we are saying there is not going to be a job, there is something that interesting. When I went to university, we always have this fight with my father. Not a physical fight, actually. Sometimes my ideas to say, no, you are going to become a teacher or a nurse because things are becoming tough.
Mm.
But him now, when we are discussing with him, he also understand that the current race we are speaking, things have changed. You become a teacher, it's very difficult for you to find a job. But it's up to you also to realize, to say, I'm not just a qualified teacher.
Mm.
I'm also a human being with skills that can do other things. But if somebody studies science and mathematics, imagine if you have a lot of scientists in Namibia.
Mm.
Currently, we are dealing with technology. technology is ahead of us, and those guys, they just need to incorporate what they study into technology, and it's easy for them to innovate anything. We can build planes, we can build anything. And mathematicians, to me, I think it's the foundation of all science, because before you fly a rocket to the moon, you need to calculate how many, you know, what is the distance there? What is the temperature of the rocket that you are going to use? What elements are you going to use? And also, what trajectory you are going to use? The direction, too. It's about measurements. That is why when you look at those guys who wrote books, we call them philosophers. You know, those guys who started with documenting knowledge. You realize to say, those guys, at one point, he was a mathematician, he was a geologist, he was an engineer, he was also a social scientist. And you're asking, so how come this guy has all the professions? Because the person is the foundation of mathematics.
Yeah, because some people will be like, I studied math, and I cannot find a job in the government to be a math teacher or a lecturer. But just for them to use their head, why don't I start tutoring people who are finding it difficult in math? Why don't I do something just to think for themselves? They just want to be given jobs, and then we start blaming the government is not giving us jobs. But sometimes we have to go out of your ways.
But I think the other thing is also that when it comes to science and technology, you realize to say, and I'm not blaming any young person, I'm not blaming anybody, just because there is no example set. Those who are saying go and create your own jobs, you find that even politicians, when they are sent home after 5 years, they start to cry. Some they are even, you know, begging to their knees to say, please give me anything that I can do. Even if they have a lot of money, because you know why? There was no an example set. Few business people who are self-made in Namibia are not given a platform to speak at the business school. Those who speak at business school are those who are working for somebody. But those real entrepreneurs are not standing up having a platform. Imagine, Francina, you come from a wealthy family. I send you to Harvard Business School. You come back with your MBA, with your master's in communication. You have your fame, and maybe we also give you support to start something. Then you speak up to motivate people at my village. Now just chase you away because you are not a good example. You may be smart, you may be useful, but you are misleading those children because you are telling them things that you did not do yourself. Yeah, that is why it's quite contradictory. But if we have a real example to say somebody studied mathematics, come out of university, supported, because it's also a matter of trust. You go to the government and say, no, I have this app, it's a mathematic app which I came up with, and I need these fundings so that I can be able to help educators in these areas, and also maybe students. Nobody really can come and support you because they did not see a lot of things like that. But maybe it's also a lack of role model in those areas that are causing people to behave that way. But you know, once you are educated, maybe it's also a matter of applying those skills too. Are you applying those skills? Are you taught to apply those skills? Because I remember when you go to the School of Political Science, we learn a lot of theories, and we learn about how the world is operating, you know, the science of politics, governance, and all these structures. But few lecturers will be able to tell you to say, this is practical, you know, political science. This is what you do. This is what you do when you want to research. This is what you do in terms of communication. These are the fields. You realize to say, it's not only about politics. A lot of people thought you become a politician. It's not that way. There's a lot of things. There is international relations. There is trade. There is security. And it's quite a very beautiful thing. It's only that a lot of people were not really taught about deep things. Even those who have been teaching, they're just teaching. Mathematics, they only thought about teaching, becoming a lecturer, maybe work for statistics, but there's no clear profession because we are not yet built in that area.
You know, most when you're in school, even me myself, when I was getting taught mathematics, Now, coming to think of it now, I'm like, where am I actually applying the F's and the Y's that I was learning in maths? That is one thing why people, I think, they tend to not like mathematics. They feel like the career that I'm going to choose, I'm not going to use some of these things.
And it's interesting because why is it called MX plus C? I think it's, that time it was grade 10 and 11. When you look at that book, you realize to say most of the things are critical thinking and problem solving skills. Because there is always a fight on site between an engineer and an artisan. An artisan say, I'm doing all the work. But an engineer, you are sitting at the office, you just come on site with nice clothes, maybe just a protective hat, and you will fail. Then you say, no, David, Helmut, Helene and Francina, destroy this structure, I don't like it. Then you go back and do your design. But when you are in that office, you are actually solving X. You are coming up with, that is applied science and mathematics. Those guys, they are taught not only critical thinking, but at the center of that is problem solving. It's problem solving. I remember there's one lady, I cannot recall her name, I think it's a deputy director or director at the BON. Then there was a time I was in a discussion. Somebody said, no, you know that person studied engineering. I said, no, engineering, and he's working at a bank. I said, yeah, he studied engineering. Why? Because banks understand the capacity of what people are learning to say. You can be an electrical engineer or a mechanical engineer, but what you want from you is critical thinking, problem solving, because it's not only about what you have learned, it's about the skills. That's why when they say find X and Y, is can you think beyond the problems that you are getting? X and Y are the complicated business people in electrical engineering field that they want to work with. Are the guys who want to play you in the boardroom, they want to nyokoma you. Those are the X and Y that you are finding to say, when this guy is offering me 20 million to get this tender, what does it really mean? When he's saying he's going to complete it in the next 5 years, what is the profit? Yeah, that's why and a lot of people, I think, they do not understand this thing of saying solving X is not only about you're going to apply that. Yes, in some cases, there's a lot of measurements there and planning. But it's also about what can you think on top of your head. Yeah, those are the things, I think, what we need to expand. And also, a teacher of mathematics not to be hated. You know, I like following memes. And, and I think a lot of people, they also follow those because they are not only humor to laugh, ne? But they are also educating you the reality of life. Because if you analyze clearly, in comedy and memes, you realize to say it's a reality of life taught in a humorous way, in a way that you are not going to feel offended or you start laughing. But these are things that most people do. They don't realize that there is always this thing to say, no, a math teacher, even if there is rain, will show up. Exactly. A math teacher does not get sick. Why do you want the math teacher to get sick? You know, children are very tired of saying, no, this thing is so exhausting and we are not passing and all these things. That's why a black child in mathematics, they are not good friends. But I see a few improvements also when you are looking ahead. Unlike when you were at school, a math teacher, when it's coming, even if your next period is physical education, you already know that that is mathematics for you.
Because I also saw something, you know, these shapes were learning in mathematics. The name is rhombus something something. And people are actually making fun of it. Apparently they learned a shape called rhombus, but they have never seen one in real life. But as a black child in mathematics, for real, they are not friends. Because what do you mean? You want a math teacher to get sick?
No, it's something that is put to say when something is difficult, it's like pain. You want pain to go away. When you see mathematics, the teacher come and challenge you. But I also realize that when things get complicated, just observe. There are those naturally gifted kids who it's easy for them to grasp numbers, and they can even come up with an answer or different methods. And the test of a mathematics teacher is tested by an A student who is participating. Not like those A students who are very quiet and after the test the person got 100%.
Mm-hmm.
There are those who can be active and challenge a math teacher to say, Madam, say, I do not understand where you are operating from. Why are you saying A, B, C, and D? Mm-hmm. And when things got complicated, then you see how far this math teacher is able to go.
Mm-hmm.
Something you can just say, no, that is your homework, bring it tomorrow. Then you realize, say, no, this one, maybe he's the one who was getting this at university. because remember, not everyone who is a mathematics teacher or a science teacher got 100% from university. He or she was also a student who was pushing through,
yes.
Maybe getting 50s and 60s.
Mm.
And imagine you already have a difficult subject for learners.
Mm.
Then you have somebody who just qualified with minimum requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And we are living in a society where when you start working, people don't want to improve themselves. Mm. How is this person going to learn? Because he will also teach for the basics, not really teach to make children love that mathematics. We are just teaching to complete few things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to interest, then it's not there. Maybe the other thing that we also need to speak about is the interest and role model.
Mm.
There are no role models like who can go to high school, who can go to secondary school to say, standing here is David, I studied mathematics, I studied statistics, these are the field of study that you're going to work in.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are saying solve Y and solve X, this is what we mean. And mathematics is not only that area, mathematics is also science, technology, and it's a matter of science, because you have to start with calculating.
Mm.
For you, when there is war in in Ukraine, you have people who are called. If somebody say you are very calculating,
mm-hmm.
you know what that means. It means you are very smart. You are very calculating, which means that you can point out things. If you look at what's happening in Ukraine, people are using drones. People are using distance. They are using speed that you are learning. They are using area, the geography of those things. But without measurement, you end up shooting your commander also, because you are operating a drone which is running on miles, and also you need to understand how the radar is operating.
Mm.
That is mathematics. When you go to military, mathematicians are needed there.
Mm.
It's only that maybe we are not that sophisticated to understand those things. Maybe we don't have role models. Maybe because that fear is still there. But let us also not entirely blame colonialism. There is also something that we are not doing right, and we really need to improve when it comes to that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, because, you know, when you are learning math in school, né?
Yeah.
There are some teachers that won't just, you can see this person is really not interested in what they are doing. And you as a learner, you are also not going to be like, you are also going to be like, no, if he's not interested. We're not just taught the love for math.
Yeah, it's math, it's science and chemistry. And we were also given this impression that with those subjects you will not go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
With those subjects will not go anywhere. But it's not true, it's untrue. We realized to say now, with oil and gas coming in, those who studied mathematics are going to be at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that is called actual science. It's a new field of study. That has to do with the banking, it has to do with, you know, finance, insurance, and also financial management. And it was not taught in Namibia.
Mm.
We used to think if somebody study CA, chartered accountant, is going to be the best bank manager. But now there's a new upcoming field called actuarial science. That is, when you study that, you get bursaries and all these things. But for you to get into this field, when you are a first year in actual science, it means money already to you.
Mm.
It means that even if you apply for a job, you say, no, I completed first year of actual science. Maybe it's like you have level 7. You understand?
Mm.
But this is mathematics, analytics, finance, and also accounting put together. You have to deal with numbers.
Mm.
But these are the new generation of investment managers, new generation of financial manager, and also planners. Because with that qualification, you can work anywhere. You can outcompete anyone. You can work with engineers, you can work with lawyers, you can work with business people. And that is mathematic for you because you cannot operate a country when you do not know where the money is going.
Yes.
If you are a police officer who are investing a commercial crime and you cannot read the financial statement, how are you going to capture those smart criminals who have been working with finance for a very long time? Maybe the reason cases are not finished, it's not the main reason. I'm just saying it could be that maybe we are also lacking behind in terms of understanding numbers. If a magistrate only understands the law, but you don't understand the complication of numbers, you realize to say it would be very difficult for you to balance those things and also get a criminal out of the society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now we are just talking about other people.
Yeah.
Mr. David, did you like math in school?
Yeah, I was a very good mathematician.
I was...
But I was not motivated, just like many other students.
Mm-hmm.
I love mathematics. I used to come to science fair here. But the problem is that there was no role model, actually. And just like what you have stated to say, that time, I'm not that old. there was no clear direction. I also started learning these things when I do research, when I go to universities. But it was not my field of interest, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I start to realize that wherever you go, you have to calculate. You run away mathematics, you go to law, you go to social science, you realize that the numbers are waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to budget for you?
Exactly.
Yeah, and that is what we need to look into. Don't just say you are a journalist, but you do not understand mathematics. You are dealing with economics. You are dealing with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to interpret numbers to people?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's everywhere, and maybe I think if somebody studied that, those are areas that need to be fully funded, but are the learners at the primary school being taught?
Mm.
Because there was something which I always like saying to say. One of my cousin, a very small cousin, is going at a private school, né? And I'm always asking her, what songs are you learning? What new songs are you learning? And the same songs that I was learning, the same songs they are learning at the kindergarten, I asked myself, why can't you innovate, guys?
Mm.
Why do you still singing Baba, Black Sheep, if everybody will have to go through that?
Mm.
In China, they innovate at a younger age. Children are already building toys.
Mm.
The toys that you are buying at Chinatown are not built by professionals. These are the experiments of young children.
Young children.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. But I think maybe the time will come when we are going to change these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Other people love to math.
Yeah, but what happened in your case? Were you also having a mathematics teacher who you want to get sick, or who you want not just to miss class because you want to rest?
Me and math.
Yeah.
I don't fail it because I don't like failing.
Mm-hmm.
But just the love for mathematics.
You're not inspired. It's not only you. Maybe it's also the time now. It's a very good thing that you brought out this topic.
Mm.
And maybe in your conversation with Yvonne, you should bring about that aspect. What is the necessity of mathematics? What need to be done in terms of career?
Mm-hmm.
And you can also look at the interest too. What have changed actually in the field of mathematics? Maybe you can engage her on that.
Yeah.
Then we'll look at the future, and also bring people on board to say the world has changed, this is what we need to do.
Mm.
Yeah, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment, and in a short period of time, we'll be joined by Yvonne Shanika, who will be in conversation with Francina Pavo, especially when it comes to mathematics, science, technology, and engineering. And when you are speaking about 2026, where are we moving? What can we get from that? And all those things. So stay tuned, because we are here until the hour of 1900 hours.
Okay, Miss Yvonne, good evening.
Good evening, Ego FM. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, as a lecturer of mathematics now, what are the changes that have happened in the field of science, technology, and mathematics?
Okay. So far, I can say, yeah, there's really a bit of change because nowadays math is no more how we look at it as an abstract subject.
Uh-huh.
Currently, we are moving to what you call to applied math. Applied math is whereby now we are integrating or cooperating the applied field. That's why you see now there's a lot of... We are teaching mathematics according to the data-based and also evidence or real world problems. And also we are no more looking at mathematics, just a whole subject. We are also integrating other fields of study into it, and that is what makes it, that's what makes it applied. That's why even AI are coming in now, machine learning is coming in. So everything really changed. It's no more the abstract subject that we know.
Mm-hmm. When you say other fields are also tuning in now, what other fields?
For example, now we are also integrating, for example, biology into it, or maybe let me say healthy science into it. Because if you look at mathematics now, we have what you call epidemiology, whereby we are doing the modeling of disease. And if you look in our country, we have, including myself, I'm a researcher of, I'm busy modeling malaria as a disease to give the personal health on how to eliminate malaria in the country. So this is what I'm talking about. It's no more the abstract subject that we are looking at, but we are looking at the applied mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, now, education of science and mathematics have been for long been looked down at as a difficult and with no job. With no jobs, what have changed?
Okay, what have changed? As I said, now mathematics is tuning into applied math.
Mm-hmm.
So what have changed now is just about us in academia. So if you look at what university they are doing now, mm-hmm. they are now incorporating or they are teaching now the market related skills. And that is what we talk about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and all those things. And we are also looking at the industry also. Now they are looking at a mathematician, and they are not just looking at a mathematician as people who just study abstract, but people who are able to convert to convert, let me say, the production or the processing of the, into what? Into applied, into a real life things. Because that is why nowadays a mathematician can be a data scientist, a mathematician can be an analyst, a mathematician can be a machine learning specialist and all that. So it's no more about abstract subject that we are looking for. That's why even a lot of people now, they don't fear, they are no more fearing mathematics, because we are presenting the real life things, the things that even in our own country we are able to produce, but we are using mathematics as a field of studies.
Mm-hmm. Now, yes. There are those kids, or let me say learners, that are like, no, this mathematics or science and technology is really hard. They want to do it, but they feel like it's difficult. What do you have to say about it?
Okay, perhaps I must just say that mathematics is not a scary subject.
Mm-hmm.
And mathematics is not all about talent.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematics is all about experience. Mathematics is all about confidence, and mathematics is all about relevance.
Mm-hmm.
So the learners love what they do, I mean, what they can relate to and what also they can understand.
Mm.
And if we academia or people in academics mm-hmm. can develop or teach students the in-life story or example, then every person, every student, or let me say student, will love mathematics. Because how can we instill the love of mathematics into a student? For example, in university or secondary school, mm-hmm. we need to introduce what you call the student-centered learning. This student-centered learning is whereby students, they are in the groups and then they are discussing with their peers. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we can introduce what you call mathematics puzzle. Because nowadays, students, they are afraid because we look at mathematics as an abstract subject where we can no more make joke about it, where we cannot enjoy about it, where we cannot, you see, where we cannot relate it to any real life things, just something like there in the space. Mm. So if the school can also introduce puzzle like a game when they are teaching, mm. and also to also introduce, let me say, other fields, like as I introduced earlier, that even healthy field that is coming in now. We have mathematicians who are doing, who are studying models on malaria disease, TB as a disease, even COVID-19 as a disease. There's a lot of publication that has done. So for the student to love or to cultivate the love of mathematics, mm-hmm. we have to introduce all these things for the love of mathematics to enter their minds. Because really, to be honest, mathematics is not all about talent. It's just all about experience. It's all about confidence. It's all about relevance. Even us who are teaching it, we need also to be role models to our students in order to copy a good example. Then the love of math will enter their mind.
Mm-hmm. So now there are those people that really wants to study this mathematics, science, and technology, but they feel like, no, the jobs are few, or they won't get a job. They'll stay with their degrees in their houses. What do you have to say on that?
Okay, about that, there's a lot of career field when you ever study mathematics. I explained earlier mm. that we have data scientists, we have statistician, we have software engineer, we have analyst, operational research analyst. There's a lot of fields, I mean, job or career that a mathematician can do. So it's all about updating yourself also sometimes, and it's all about loving. And that loving is also cultivated by us, the academic. That's why I say that for a student to love mathematics, because each and every student, they have to do mathematics at the initial stage when they enter the primary school. So we have to make sure that this we who are training the student, we instill the love of mathematics so that the student must not take it as a difficult something, like mm. something that is fearful. Then each and every person will be able to study mathematics. And when it comes to scarcity, the career, when you study mathematics, jobs are not scarce at all. It depends on how you market yourself also.
Yeah.
Life is all about updating yourself. Life is all about marketing yourself. What do you do after you finish your course as a mathematician? All you need to do, if you can't find a job, it's not also all about just government give us job or just give us a job. Create a job by yourself. How do you create a job by yourself? We have students who are still in primary school. We have students who are still in secondary school. We have a lot of students who are in university. And as now, even on top of our newspaper, there's a scarcity of classroom learners that are still at home. What are we doing as people who study mathematics? We are also in a field of education. Create jobs for yourself, mm. and there will be no scarcity when it comes to that.
Mm.
Or just all you need to know how to analyze data. Because when you are doing mathematics, there's a lot of software that have been taught. Even if you are not taught some of them, when you are done, you have that experience, you'll be able to teach yourself or look at other software and be able to understand them very well because of the skills that you have. Start analyzing data. There's a lot of data that are lying in those companies. A lot of companies, there's a lot of data. Even at Ego FM, maybe there's some data that are just lying there and they need analysis. And that is how now the mathematician have to come in and start analyzing data and produce jobs for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a mathematician, what is the significance of mathematics in the industrialization?
Amazing. That is all our. That is most all about our talking about now. Because when you look at industrialization, we are looking at the producing of goods and services efficiently. So how do we do that? How do mathematics come in now? Mm-hmm. For example, when you are looking at optimization and production process, when the company are producing, for example, if a company is into tin fish production, the company doesn't, or the manager doesn't just wake up and say, tomorrow we are going to produce 50 cans of tin fish. No. The first thing they have to do is to sit down and see how much they are going to use in order to produce those 50 tin fish. And they also, apart from that, if they didn't think about cost, they have to think how many quantity of tin fish are we going to produce, meaning we are looking at minimizing cost and the maximizing output. So that is where now mathematics comes in, because you cannot do that unless you use the tool, what we call linear programming or optimization techniques. And that is mathematics. And also when you are looking at logistics, you don't just think of buying cars. No, you have also to include mathematics. Okay, how many cars do we need? And at what cost are we going to use? That's still mathematics. And also when you look at, for example, now a lot of industries, they rely on robotics, smartphones. This is mathematics involved, and this is where now control theory comes in. So all these things is just all about mathematics. So industry cannot do without a mathematician. Behind, if you look at any efficient or productive company, there must be a mathematician, there must be an analyst, there must be a statistician, there must be a data scientist, there must be an actuary somewhere sitting doing all this work for the company.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Miss Yvonne, there are these kids that have no interest in math.
Yes.
Now, as an educator, how can you make one love mathematics?
Okay. As I said earlier, loving math is not about talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's about experience. It's about confidence. It's about relevance. So it's us, academia, to make sure that, I mean, those who are in academics, to make sure that students love it. And I said it earlier that this starts at the initial stage, especially in the primary school. That's why really I encourage our Ministry of Education to recruit really mathematicians.
Mm.
When I'm talking about mathematicians, are these people who have gone far, people who are in the university, to come up with some conference, seminar, and training where the primary teacher, secondary school teacher have to come or gather with those who have gone ahead of them. And then we sit and try to understand and also change a lot in the in the educational system, whereby we have to look at how we have to train a child in a mathematic as a subject for this student to love it. So we have to make sure that the teachers are well trained, because when you look at because nowadays education system is just about this. When the teacher just learn mathematics, okay, just go to the class and teach mathematics. But that's not all about that.
Mm-hmm.
This teacher supposed to, because some people, we are just going to school, we learn mathematics because we want to get a high paid job, because we heard that mathematics pay good, and then that's all. But then we have also to have a love of it. Are we able to pass that love to others? That is what's lacking. That's why I'm encouraged also, if it's possible, Ministry of Education to come together with mathematicians and those who have really gone or who have really researched far and deep, or those who understand mathematics as a subject and become part of like a lovely subject, to train those primary teacher so that they instill the love of mathematics in a girls or a boys child, so that when these kids now grow up, when they come to grade 12, they will choose to do mathematics as a course without any fear or without any contradiction.
Mm-hmm. I see there's a national science fair coming up. Né? Can you just maybe tell us the importance of this science fair?
Okay, science fair is very important because I once, not twice, maybe many times I've been a judge at the science fair in a mathematics field. But I can say science fair is really a great initiative. Mm-hmm. Really, it's a very great initiative because it instills the love of mathematics also into a girl's or a boy's child. Mm-hmm. Because what these kids are doing, they are using mathematics as a subject to perform or to come up with something that they can think it can represent mathematics as a subject. So because you can see some students even come up with a pyramid, maybe presenting mathematics, kind of some of them, they come up with a paper. Mm. It can be a research paper or anything that represent mathematics. And that is how the love of mathematics are cultivated in this to these kids. Because kids must be able to come up with something using mathematics as a subject. So Living Science Fair is one of the great initiatives. I don't know who started with that, but this is a great initiative that is happening in our country because it really makes our students to love mathematics more.
Mm-hmm. Apart from science fair and mathematics as a subject, what else can make one love math?
Okay, what else can make one love math?
Any other project?
Any other project? There's a lot. For example, also students, they must be included. For example, we have a lot of businessmen and businesswomen in the country. Mm. I can also suggest that schools can also take a student to visit some of these businesses and take the student just to walk around to see. This is all about mathematics. For a business to stand, it's all about mathematics. There's no theory behind. It's all about mathematics. Even also taking students to the sea, we see what we call waves. It's not just all about waves. Wave is an equation in mathematics. So we have to come to look at this real life scenario for us to instill really the love of mathematics into our children. Even if we'll be able also to describe to a student that when you are spraying yourself, you are not just spraying yourself. When you are perfuming yourself, spraying yourself, that's using a perfume. You have what you call a diffusion, and what is forming there is a diffusion equation, and diffusion equation is mathematics. Even when you are cooking, heat equation, we have to transform all these things that we see in real life to just to let students that, okay, when I'm cooking like this, you see all this smoke that's going up. It's not just all about smoke. This is what we call heat equation. Let a student understand learn the real life situation, and then the love of mathematics will grow from there. Because who doesn't want to see to start researching on heat equation, diffusion equation, wave equation, the things that we see in real life?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, and there are those people that believe only boys or only men can actually be a mathematician or scientist, they believe only men have the power to be mathematicians or scientists. What do you have to say about that?
No, it's not all about that. It's not all about that. This is what we were told because if I have to go back the time of our forefathers. It's like most of the field of study, they were not really allow a girl's child to enter, for example, engineering, mathematics, and all that. But believe me, mathematics is for everyone. I'm a woman. I'm in the field. Mm-hmm. And there's no problem being into it. Actually, I'm loving it day by day. So mathematics as a field is not just all about boys' child. That is a means that they have been there because women were allowed to stay at home and or were allowed to stay far away from the courses that people think they can... Okay, this means I said mathematics, they are paid high, engineering, they are paid high. Okay, me, I don't know about that, but this is a means that have been just there. So all I can say, every person can do mathematics. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Mathematics is not all about men or boys' child. It's also about girls' child. And nowadays, even, I can see a lot of girls' child, they are entering the market.
Mm.
Yeah. And what you, according to your question, is it's not wrong because even in my department, maybe we are only two or three. Let me say, not even two. We are only three or four girls, but the rest is boys. Okay, in the department, let me say, of 20-something or 30 people. So because that is what people believe, that's not all about that. Even a girl's child can do mathematics.
Yes. Okay, yes. Okay, Miss Yvonne, just maybe your last words to the Eagle FM listeners or to the Namibia at large.
Okay, thank you so much for my listener, mm-hmm. and a big appreciation to Eagle FM for this wonderful interview because it really opened a girl's child's eyes to join or to become a mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to the country at large, it's not, mathematics is not all about boys' child field. It's all about everybody's field. I'm a girl, I'm a lady, and I'm into mathematics as a field, and I'm doing well.
Yeah.
So my encouragement is let the lady or girl's child develop the love of mathematics. And from this point of view, I want to encourage our educators. Please, educators, let's make, especially our girls' child, let's motivate them to join mathematics as a field so that at least we must not be looked at to think that mathematics is just all about a boy's child or a girl's child. I mean, a boy's child. Mathematics is for everyone as long as you are able to give it away, or as long as you'll be able to do your job that requires you to be done.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much, Ms. Yvonne, for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Engo FM.
Okay, Ms. Yvonne.
Yeah, you got it yourself, especially from Ms. Yvonne Shanika, and also the communication between Ms. Yvonne Shanika and Francina Pavo, especially when you speak about mathematics, to say mathematics is very important and is beyond learning of solving X, because in this context we speak about the AI, machine learning, new industries, we speak about the green hydrogen, oil and gas, to say you need somebody who is very calculating, and the children must be advised to love mathematics because it's not only for the field of study but it's also for critical thinking, because if somebody said you are very calculating, it means that you are very intelligent, which means that you understand the mathematics. And one of my colleagues, Mr. Lazarus, always likes speaking about the mathematics here is like this. But it also shows that calculations matters not only for your personal finance, but also for the industry. Because now the field of actuarial science is topping the list, where you have bank managers, you have investors, and you also have individuals who can run the financial industry. And that is exactly what we speak about. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And bye-bye for now. See you around. And sharp. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and Ukapate Katoka to come with Omtumwa program. Like and share Eagle FM page on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and enjoy the visit. We see men and women, they are screaming there, celebrating Aisho Speed, who is in Namibia. It's a very good thing, and tourism sector is boosted. But for now, see you around, and enjoy your beautiful evening, and sharp.